People always ask me, what is a bimbo? Well, that's simple. They are those kind of people who don't have time for thinking. They enjoy being dumb. They enjoy being bubbly and giggly. Because without thinking, they get to be so happy. That's right. Those bimbos are some of the happiest people in the world. Because they don't have to care. They live in ignorant bliss, unthinking, and unable to be smart. But that's okay. Have you ever seen a smart person? You probably know what it's like to be one of those. The people who stress, who worry, who spend their days rationalizing and making sense of things. But let's face it, who wants to be like that? Stressed and worried, when you can be free from all of that. A dumb little bimbo. Allowing your thoughts to drift right out of your head. Imagine for me, if you will, your head being full of bubbles. Pretty, shiny bubbles. As you focus on the bubbles, you start to notice something. You fixate on them. And while you do, you notice that each and every thought that pops into your head is encased by these bubbles. Such pretty, fun, shiny bubbles. And while you focus on that and ignore everything else, you realize these bubbles are floating away from you, floating away, carrying your thoughts with them. Next, they start to pull at your IQ. Those smart things that used to reside in that head start to be pulled away, which leaves behind a fun, dizzy, dazed euphoria, a feeling that is far better than any smarts and wits. So focus on the bubbles. Fixate on the feelings of being a happy, bubbly bimbo. It's so fun, so freeing and perfect. Now watch as those bubbles seem to leave your head and pop off into the distance. That's because, silly bimbo, because you don't need them right now. They'll return when you need them again, but that's not now. Now is the time to enjoy being a silly, bubbly bimbo. A bimbo who giggles, who babbles about brainless things. Someone who wants to just think about simple things, like you. You are just a simple bimbo. No worries, no cares, just a euphoric feeling that comes with mindless bliss. As your IQ drains away and your smarts and wits cease, you find yourself lost in the feeling of bliss that comes with being dumb. You start to imagine what that would be like, being around smart people while you are so dumb. A dumb bimbo, and everyone knows it. Because you can't bring anything useful to the conversation, except your joyfulness and bliss at being so dumb and stupid. And you get confused so easily with smart things. But that's okay, silly bimbo. It's okay to drift deeper down into your happy, bubbly world and sleep. Close your eyes and allow the words to sink deeply into your silly bimbo brain. The relaxation and sleepy feelings of trance only bring you further along to your goal, making your mind silly and sleepy, empty and happy. Don't worry, little bimbo. You are safe and secure, knowing that you can have your smarts and wits back when you need them. But why rush? You don't need them just yet. So relish in the bliss of bimbofication as you sleep deeper and deeper down, knowing that each time you drift deeper into trance, you feel yourself getting dumber and dumber. And just to aid with this brainwashing, this fractionated bimbofication, you can repeat the words, I am a bimbo, over and over when you are down deep in this trance, during this audio file. Those words starting to anchor your mind to the feeling of dumbness that you feel right now, when you are in that bimbofied state. And that feeling is so good, so amazing to let yourself go with it. Wide awake, as those eyes open, it hits you all at once, just how much dumber you're becoming. Everything you used to know, like numbers, letters, hard, smart people things, are just drifting further and further out of reach. Soon, while you are deep, deep asleep, you find yourself, your mantra, just coming out as a series of jumbles and mumbles, as it becomes so much easier to smile and nod yes to what people say than to even try to think of something to say. It's like when people talk to you as they start talking at you, because they know that you can barely comprehend anything they attempt to say. They start compensating for your stupidity by telling you what to do and what to think, because the smart people around you help you becoming even dumber, an even dumber bimbo. They help you by thinking for you, wide awake. And as you drift between these states of sleep and wide awake, You realize it's so fun to go in and out, feeling your bimbification hit you harder and harder as you awaken into the stupidity and dumbness that you feel. And yet, it feels so good. So right. Amazing, perfect bliss to just be happy, really, truly happy in your bimbified bliss. People always ask me, what is a bimbo? Well, that's simple. They are those kind of people who don't have time for thinking. They enjoy being dumb. They enjoy being bubbly and giggly. Because without thinking, they get to be so happy. That's right. Those bimbos are some of the happiest people in the world. Because they don't have to care. They live in ignorant bliss, unthinking, and unable to be smart. But that's okay. Have you ever seen a smart person? You probably know what it's like to be one of those. The people who stress, who worry, who spend their days rationalizing and making sense of things. But let's face it, who wants to be like that? Stressed and worried, when you can be free from all of that. A dumb little bimbo. Allowing your thoughts to drift right out of your head. Imagine for me, if you will, your head being full of bubbles. Pretty, shiny bubbles. As you focus on the bubbles, you start to notice something. You fixate on them. And while you do, you notice that each and every thought that pops into your head is encased by these bubbles. Such pretty, fun, shiny bubbles. And while you focus on that and ignore everything else, you realize these bubbles are floating away from you, floating away, carrying your thoughts with them. Next, they start to pull at your IQ. Those smart things that used to reside in that head start to be pulled away, which leaves behind a fun, dizzy, dazed euphoria, a feeling that is far better than any smarts and wits. So focus on the bubbles. Fixate on the feelings of being a happy, bubbly bimbo. It's so fun, so freeing and perfect. Now watch as those bubbles seem to leave your head and pop off into the distance. That's because, silly bimbo, because you don't need them right now. They'll return when you need them again, but that's not now. Now is the time to enjoy being a silly, bubbly bimbo. A bimbo who giggles, who babbles about brainless things. Someone who wants to just think about simple things, like you. You are just a simple bimbo. No worries, no cares. Just a euphoric feeling that comes with mindless bliss. As your IQ drains away and your smarts and wits cease, you find yourself lost in the feeling of bliss that comes with being dumb. You start to imagine what that would be like, being around smart people while you are so dumb. A dumb bimbo, and everyone knows it. Because you can't bring anything useful to the conversation, except your joyfulness and bliss at being so dumb and stupid. And you get confused so easily with smart things. But that's okay, silly bimbo. It's okay to drift deeper down into your happy, bubbly world and sleep. Close your eyes and allow the words to sink deeply into your silly bimbo brain. The relaxation and sleepy feelings of trance only bring you further along to your goal, making your mind silly and sleepy, empty and happy. Don't worry, little bimbo. You are safe and secure, knowing that you can have your smarts and wits back when you need them. But why rush? You don't need them just yet. So relish in the bliss of bimbofication as you sleep deeper and deeper down, knowing that each time you drift deeper into trance, you feel yourself getting dumber and dumber. And just to aid with this brainwashing, this fractionated bimbofication, you can repeat the words, I am a bimbo, over and over when you are down deep in this trance, during this audio file. Those words starting to anchor your mind to the feeling of dumbness that you feel right now, when you are in that bimbified state. And that feeling is so good, so amazing to let yourself go with it. Wide awake, as those eyes open, it hits you all at once, just how much dumber you're becoming. Everything you used to know, like numbers, letters, hard, smart people things are just drifting further and further out of reach. Soon, while you are deep, deep asleep, you find yourself, your mantra, just coming out as a series of jumbles and mumbles, as it becomes so much easier to smile and nod yes to what people say than to even try to think of something to say. It's like when people talk to you as they start talking at you, because they know that you can barely comprehend anything they attempt to say. They start compensating for your stupidity by telling you what to do and what to think, because the smart people around you help you becoming even dumber, an even dumber bimbo. They help you by thinking for you, wide awake. And as you drift between these states of sleep and wide awake, you realize it's so fun to go in and out, feeling your bimbification hit you harder and harder as you awaken into the stupidity and dumbness that you feel. And yet, it feels so good, so right, amazing, perfect bliss to just be happy, really, truly happy, in your bimbified bliss. People always ask me, what is a bimbo? Well, that's simple. They are those kind of people who don't have time for thinking. They enjoy being dumb. They enjoy being bubbly and giggly. Because without thinking, they get to be so happy. That's right. Those bimbos are some of the happiest people in the world. Because they don't have to care. They live in ignorant bliss, unthinking, and unable to be smart. But that's okay. Have you ever seen a smart person? You probably know what it's like to be one of those. The people who stress, who worry, who spend their days rationalizing and making sense of things. But let's face it, who wants to be like that? Stressed and worried, when you can be free from all of that. A dumb little bimbo, allowing your thoughts to drift right out of your head. Imagine for me, if you will, your head being full of bubbles, pretty, shiny bubbles. As you focus on the bubbles, you start to notice something. You fixate on them. And while you do, you notice that each and every thought that pops into your head is encased by these bubbles. Such pretty, fun, shiny bubbles. And while you focus on that and ignore everything else, you realize these bubbles are floating away from you, floating away, carrying your thoughts with them. Next, they start to pull at your IQ. Those smart things that used to reside in that head start to be pulled away, which leaves behind a fun, dizzy, dazed euphoria, a feeling that is far better than any smarts and wits. So focus on the bubbles. Fixate on the feelings of being a happy, bubbly bimbo. It's so fun, so freeing and perfect. Now watch as those bubbles seem to leave your head and pop off into the distance. That's because, silly bimbo, because you don't need them right now. They'll return when you need them again, but that's not now. Now is the time to enjoy being a silly, bubbly bimbo. A bimbo who giggles, who babbles about brainless things. Someone who wants to just think about simple things, like you. You are just a simple bimbo. No worries, no cares, just a euphoric feeling that comes with mindless bliss. As your IQ drains away and your smarts and wits cease, you find yourself lost in the feeling of bliss that comes with being dumb. You start to imagine what that would be like, being around smart people while you are so dumb. A dumb bimbo, and everyone knows it. Because you can't bring anything useful to the conversation, except your joyfulness and bliss at being so dumb and stupid. And you get confused so easily with smart things. But that's okay, silly bimbo. It's okay to drift deeper down into your happy, bubbly world and sleep. Close your eyes and allow the words to sink deeply into your silly bimbo brain. The relaxation and sleepy feelings of trance only bring you further along to your goal, making your mind silly and sleepy, empty and happy. Don't worry, little bimbo. You are safe and secure, knowing that you can have your smarts and wits back when you need them. But why rush? You don't need them just yet. So relish in the bliss of bimbification as you sleep deeper and deeper down, knowing that each time you drift deeper into trance, you feel yourself getting dumber and dumber. And just to aid with this brainwashing, this fractionated bimbification, you can repeat the words, I am a bimbo, over and over when you are down deep in this trance. during this audio file. Those words starting to anchor your mind to the feeling of dumbness that you feel right now when you are in that bimbofied state. And that feeling is so good, so amazing to let yourself go with it. Wide awake, as those eyes open, it hits you all at once, just how much dumber you're becoming. Everything you used to know, like numbers, letters, hard, smart people things, are just drifting further and further out of reach. Soon, while you are deep, deep asleep, you find yourself, your mantra, just coming out as a series of jumbles and mumbles, as it becomes so much easier to smile and nod yes to what people say than to even try to think of something to say. It's like when people talk to you as they start talking at you, because they know that you can barely comprehend anything they attempt to say. They start compensating for your stupidity by telling you what to do and what to think, because the smart people around you help you becoming even dumber, an even dumber bimbo. They help you by thinking for you, wide awake. And as you drift between these states of sleep and wide awake, you realize it's so fun to go in and out, feeling your bimbofication hit you harder and harder as you awaken into the stupidity and dumbness that you feel. And yet, it feels so good, so right, amazing, perfect bliss to just be happy, really, truly happy, in your bimbofied bliss. People always ask me, what is a bimbo? Well, that's simple. They are those kind of people who don't have time for thinking. They enjoy being dumb. They enjoy being bubbly and giggly. Because without thinking, they get to be so happy. That's right. Those bimbos are some of the happiest people in the world. Because they don't have to care. They live in ignorant bliss, unthinking, and unable to be smart. But that's okay. Have you ever seen a smart person? You probably know what it's like to be one of those. The people who stress, who worry, who spend their days rationalizing and making sense of things. But let's face it, who wants to be like that? Stressed and worried, when you can be free from all of that. A dumb little bimbo, allowing your thoughts to drift right out of your head. Imagine for me, if you will, your head being full of bubbles, pretty, shiny bubbles. As you focus on the bubbles, you start to notice something. You fixate on them. And while you do, you notice that each and every thought that pops into your head is encased by these bubbles. Such pretty, fun, shiny bubbles. And while you focus on that and ignore everything else, you realize these bubbles are floating away from you, floating away, carrying your thoughts with them. Next, they start to pull at your IQ. Those smart things that used to reside in that head start to be pulled away, which leaves behind a fun, dizzy, dazed euphoria, a feeling that is far better than any smarts and wits. So focus on the bubbles. Fixate on the feelings of being a happy, bubbly bimbo. It's so fun, so freeing and perfect. Now watch as those bubbles seem to leave your head and pop off into the distance. That's because, silly bimbo, because you don't need them right now. They'll return when you need them again, but that's not now. Now is the time to enjoy being a silly, bubbly bimbo. A bimbo who giggles, who babbles about brainless things. Someone who wants to just think about simple things, like you. You are just a simple bimbo. No worries, no cares, just a euphoric feeling that comes with mindless bliss. As your IQ drains away and your smarts and wits cease, you find yourself lost in the feeling of bliss that comes with being dumb. You start to imagine what that would be like, being around smart people while you are so dumb. A dumb bimbo, and everyone knows it. Because you can't bring anything useful to the conversation, except your joyfulness and bliss at being so dumb and stupid. And you get confused so easily with smart things. But that's okay, silly bimbo. It's okay to drift deeper down into your happy, bubbly world and sleep. Close your eyes and allow the words to sink deeply into your silly bimbo brain. The relaxation and sleepy feelings of trance only bring you further along to your goal, making your mind silly and sleepy, empty and happy. Don't worry, little bimbo. You are safe and secure, knowing that you can have your smarts and wits back when you need them. But why rush? You don't need them just yet. So relish in the bliss of bimbofication as you sleep deeper and deeper down, knowing that each time you drift deeper into trance, you feel yourself getting dumber and dumber. And just to aid with this brainwashing, this fractionated bimbofication, you can repeat the words, "I am a bimbo," over and over when you are down deep in this trance, during this audio file. Those words starting to anchor your mind to the feeling of dumbness that you feel right now, when you are in that bimbofied state. And that feeling is so good, so amazing to let yourself go with it. Wide awake, as those eyes open, it hits you all at once, just how much dumber you're becoming. Everything you used to know, like numbers, letters, hard, smart people things, are just drifting further and further out of reach. Soon, while you are deep, deep asleep, you find yourself, your mantra, just coming out as a series of jumbles and mumbles, as it becomes so much easier to smile and nod yes to what people say than to even try to think of something to say. It's like when people talk to you as they start talking at you, because they know that you can barely comprehend anything they attempt to say. They start compensating for your stupidity by telling you what to do and what to think, because the smart people around you help you becoming even dumber, an even dumber bimbo. They help you by thinking for you, wide awake. And as you drift between these states of sleep and wide awake, you realize it's so fun to go in and out, feeling your bimbofication hit you harder and harder as you awaken into the stupidity and dumbness that you feel. And yet, it feels so good, so right, amazing, perfect bliss to just be happy, really, truly happy, in your bimbofied bliss. People always ask me, what is a bimbo? Well, that's simple. They are those kind of people who don't have time for thinking. They enjoy being dumb. They enjoy being bubbly and giggly, because without thinking, they get to be so happy. That's right. Those bimbos are some of the happiest people in the world, because they don't have to care. They live in ignorant bliss, unthinking, and unable to be smart. But that's okay. Have you ever seen a smart person? You probably know what it's like to be one of those. The people who stress, who worry, who spend their days rationalizing and making sense of things. But let's face it, who wants to be like that? Stressed and worried, when you can be free from all of that. A dumb little bimbo, allowing your thoughts to drift right out of your head. Imagine for me, if you will, your head being full of bubbles, pretty, shiny bubbles. As you focus on the bubbles, you start to notice something. You fixate on them. And while you do, you notice that each and every thought that pops into your head is encased by these bubbles. Such pretty, fun, shiny bubbles. And while you focus on that and ignore everything else, you realize these bubbles are floating away from you, floating away, carrying your thoughts with them. Next, they start to pull at your IQ. Those smart things that used to reside in that head start to be pulled away, which leaves behind a fun, dizzy, dazed euphoria, a feeling that is far better than any smarts and wits. So focus on the bubbles. Fixate on the feelings of being a happy, bubbly bimbo. It's so fun, so freeing and perfect. Now watch as those bubbles seem to leave your head and pop off into the distance. That's because, silly bimbo, because you don't need them right now. They'll return when you need them again, but that's not now. Now is the time to enjoy being a silly, bubbly bimbo. A bimbo who giggles, who babbles about brainless things. Someone who wants to just think about simple things, like you. You are just a simple bimbo. No worries, no cares, just a euphoric feeling that comes with mindless bliss. As your IQ drains away and your smarts and wits cease, you find yourself lost in the feeling of bliss that comes with being dumb. You start to imagine what that would be like, being around smart people while you are so dumb, a dumb bimbo, and everyone knows it. Because you can't bring anything useful to the conversation, except your joyfulness and bliss at being so dumb and stupid. And you get confused so easily with smart things. But that's okay, silly bimbo. It's okay to drift deeper down into your happy, bubbly world and sleep. Close your eyes and allow the words to sink deeply into your silly bimbo brain. The relaxation and sleepy feelings of trance only bring you further along to your goal, making your mind silly and sleepy, empty and happy. Don't worry, little bimbo. You are safe and secure, knowing that you can have your smarts and wits back when you need them. But why rush? You don't need them just yet. So relish in the bliss of bimbofication as you sleep deeper and deeper down, knowing that each time you drift deeper into trance, you feel yourself getting dumber and dumber. And just to aid with this brainwashing, this fractionated bimbofication, you can repeat the words, "I am a bimbo," over and over when you are down deep in this trance, during this audio file. Those words starting to anchor your mind to the feeling of dumbness that you feel right now, when you are in that bimbofied state. And that feeling is so good, so amazing to let yourself go with it. Wide awake, as those eyes open, it hits you all at once, just how much dumber you're becoming. Everything you used to know, like numbers, letters, hard, smart people things, are just drifting further and further out of reach. Soon, while you are deep asleep, you find yourself, your mantra, just coming out as a series of jumbles and mumbles, as it becomes so much easier to smile and nod yes to what people say than to even try to think of something to say. It's like when people talk to you as they start talking at you, because they know that you can barely comprehend anything they attempt to say. They start compensating for your stupidity by telling you what to do and what to think, because the smart people around you help you becoming even dumber, an even dumber bimbo. They help you by thinking for you, wide awake. And as you drift between these states of sleep and wide awake, you realize it's so fun to go in and out, feeling your bimbofication hit you harder and harder as you awaken into the stupidity and dumbness that you feel. And yet, it feels so good. So right, amazing, perfect bliss to just be happy, really, truly happy, in your bimbofied bliss. People always ask me, what is a bimbo? Well, that's simple. They are those kind of people who don't have time for thinking. They enjoy being dumb. They enjoy being bubbly and giggly. Because without thinking, they get to be so happy. That's right. Those bimbos are some of the happiest people in the world. Because they don't have to care. They live in ignorant bliss, unthinking, and unable to be smart. But that's okay. Have you ever seen a smart person? You probably know what it's like to be one of those. The people who stress, who worry, who spend their days rationalizing and making sense of things. But let's face it, who wants to be like that? Stressed and worried, when you can be free from all of that. A dumb little bimbo, allowing your thoughts to drift right out of your head. Imagine for me, if you will, your head being full of bubbles, pretty, shiny bubbles. As you focus on the bubbles, you start to notice something. You fixate on them. And while you do, you notice that each and every thought that pops into your head is encased by these bubbles. Such pretty, fun, shiny bubbles. And while you focus on that and ignore everything else, you realize these bubbles are floating away from you, floating away, carrying your thoughts with them. Next, they start to pull at your IQ. Those smart things that used to reside in that head start to be pulled away, which leaves behind a fun, dizzy, dazed euphoria, a feeling that is far better than any smarts and wits. So focus on the bubbles. Fixate on the feelings of being a happy, bubbly bimbo. It's so fun, so freeing and perfect. Now watch as those bubbles seem to leave your head and pop off into the distance. That's because, silly bimbo, because you don't need them right now. They'll return when you need them again, but that's not now. Now is the time to enjoy being a silly, bubbly bimbo. A bimbo who giggles, who babbles about brainless things. Someone who wants to just think about simple things, like you. You are just a simple bimbo. No worries, no cares, just a euphoric feeling that comes with mindless bliss. As your IQ drains away and your smarts and wits cease, you find yourself lost in the feeling of bliss that comes with being dumb. You start to imagine what that would be like, being around smart people while you are so dumb. A dumb bimbo, and everyone knows it. Because you can't bring anything useful to the conversation, except your joyfulness and bliss at being so dumb and stupid. And you get confused so easily with smart things. But that's okay, silly bimbo. It's okay to drift deeper down into a happy, bubbly world and sleep. Close your eyes and allow the words to sink deeply into your silly bimbo brain. The relaxation and sleepy feelings of trance only bring you further along to your goal, making your mind silly and sleepy, empty and happy. Don't worry, little bimbo. You are safe and secure, knowing that you can have your smarts and wits back when you need them. But why rush? You don't need them just yet. So relish in the bliss of bimbofication as you sleep deeper and deeper down, knowing that each time you drift deeper into trance, you feel yourself getting dumber and dumber. And just to aid with this brainwashing, this fractionated bimbofication, you can repeat the words, "I am a bimbo," over and over when you are down deep in this trance during this audio file. Those words starting to anchor your mind to the feeling of dumbness that you feel right now when you are in that bimbofied state. And that feeling is so good, so amazing to let yourself go with it. Wide awake, as those eyes open, it hits you all at once just how much dumber you're becoming. Everything you used to know, like numbers, letters, hard, smart people things, are just drifting further and further out of reach. Soon, while you are deep, deep asleep, you find yourself, your mantra, just coming out as a series of jumbles and mumbles, as it becomes so much easier to smile and nod yes to what people say than to even try to think of something to say. It's like when people talk to you as they start talking at you, because they know that you can barely comprehend anything they attempt to say. They start compensating for your stupidity by telling you what to do and what to think, because the smart people around you help you becoming even dumber, an even dumber bimbo. They help you by thinking for you, wide awake. And as you drift between these states of sleep and wide awake, you realize it's so fun to go in and out, feeling your bimbofication hit you harder and harder as you awaken into the stupidity and dumbness that you feel. And yet, it feels so good. So right, amazing, perfect bliss to just be happy, really, truly happy, in your bimbofied bliss.